Begin transmission.
Oh yes, well, there's the alarm. The alarm that means it's 1930 UTC. So that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And, well, what else do you need to know? Oh, it's a lovely Saturday morning. Or early afternoon. I guess technically it's still morning for another 15 minutes here, local time. But, you know, good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, depending on where you are. Choose whichever salutation applies to you. Oh, yes, so I'm enjoying this lovely Saturday. And I'm trying to do a number of things all at once. I'm trying to watch a football game, the Manchester United game, and I'm trying to do a radio show, and I'm trying to watch F1 qualifying. Now, this football game I'm watching is 15 minutes in, the score is still 0-0, and it looks like they could be going back and forth for a while. So we're going to flip over to Formula One qualifying. And let's see, what do we got? Well, they're not showing me anything, but Romain Grosjean is on the track. There's 4 minutes left in qualifying, the first round of qualifying, Q1. And where is this exactly? Oh, this is Spa. I recognize this turn. Very obviously. Wow. And whose point of view am I getting? Am I getting Romain Grosjean's point of view or Kevin Magnussen's point of view? These two drivers are the drivers for the American team. Haas. Haas F1. Okay, now I'm seeing the list of qualifiers. And it looks like it goes Hamilton, Vettel, Verstappen, Raikkonen, Bottas. So right now my cat is qualifying in first place and I'm qualifying in fifth place. That's nice. And this is just, you know, round one, so blah, blah, blah. There's three rounds and there will be more action. Yikes. I think I aspirated some of my lemonade. It's so yummy. Yeah, I'm drinking lemonade today. But it's slightly different. I was making this lemonade yesterday, and I thought, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to color this because I just happen to have some food coloring. So I opened up the cabinet, grabbed the food coloring, took out the blue. And this isn't regular blue. This is, you know, neon blue. And I added some. And so now my lemonade looks like Windex. And when I had the cabinet open, the food coloring was sitting right in front of the vanilla extract. And so I had the strange whim to add some vanilla to my lemonade flavored beverage. And so now it's like lemony flavored cream soda, except without the carbonation. It's a little lemony and a little vanilla-y. And so it vaguely tastes like lemon meringue pie. It's like a lemon meringue beverage. or kind of like key lime pie a little bit too, just because there's a little bit of lime flavoring. You know, my quote lemonade end quote is really lemon and limeade. And so isn't that exciting? Yes, yes it is. We should probably flip back to the game so we don't miss anything. It looks like Manchester United had a shot on goal and it went wide. Oh, let's see, what idiotic haircut does Paul Pogba have today? Oh yes. What a maroon. This guy. If he could play as good as his haircuts, he'd be worth the money that Manchester United paid. And it was some, you know, record-setting amount of money. I don't remember what it is, but, you know, well over $100 million. And there's another shot on goal from Manchester United that was saved. Ahaha. And that was by Juan Mata. Juan Mata is on fire. That's good. If you're wondering why we're sitting around watching TV today instead of being outside looking for dudes, well, the truth of the matter is I did go out today in an attempt to find some dudes. The first place I went was Harenhaven, and there was a dozen cars in the parking lot, so I just kept on driving. And I drove over to Tranquility Park, thinking, okay, we'll just go into the magic, not the magic, but we'll go into the mushroom grounds and we'll wander around in there. And yeah, it's Saturday, so there might be some bicyclists there, but there won't be very many. So I get there and it turns out that no, there's boatloads of people. Each parking lot is almost full because there's some kind of little kid soccer event going on the gyro ball fields. And if you don't know what gyro ball is, look up 3-on-3 children's soccer. And when this is weird because, you know, normally this is during the week. Like, I think normally it's Thursday nights. But I don't know, I guess the summer has come to an end. They're wrapping this up on weekends, I guess, so I can't go there. So where did I go next? Obviously, I went to the OPPD Arboretum. And once again, the parking lot is almost completely full. There are a few parking places, but there's so many people wandering around. And as I was pulling through the parking lot, I noticed that there was people walking up and down Marmot Alley and people in strange places. And I knew that that was going to be a bust. So I just turned around and came straight home. And that might just be fine because it was also pretty windy. And so we're avoiding a lot of wind noise here today by sitting here watching football and Formula One qualifying. So don't be shocked. I actually feel bad that I went driving around and I must have driven about 6 miles total. So I wasted all that gas. All that gas, how much is that? That's about, you know, a quarter gallon of gas, which cost me, what, about 60 cents? A little bit less than that. 52 cents? It cost me 52 cents to drive around to find out that a lot of it cost me 50 cents to drive around only to find out that there's nowhere to go because there's too many people there. So, yeehaw. No, Paul Pogba. What's he got shaved in the side of his head? Instead of the usual, you know, stripe that he has in his hair, today he's got double stripe on one side. What side is that? Oh, it doesn't even matter. He's got a yellow and a red stripe in his hair. Plus, on the other side, he's got something shaved. It's got a word shaved into the side of his head. Is it his own name? Is it Pogba? Oh. This guy. This guy. I tell you. This game is still at 0-0. And is not interesting at this time. Wait, here comes a little interesting action. Martial up the sides. He brings it into the box, feeds it out to, who is that? Paul Pogba. And what does he do? Kicks it right over the goal. That's no good. That needs to go into the goal. Look at this. He's wide open. Boom. And he just can't figure it out. So, hey, and look who's refereeing the game today. It's Michael Oliver, my third favorite referee in the English Premier League. Okay, so let's flip over to Formula One. They are in Q2 with 11 and a half minutes remaining. Lewis Hamilton is out on the track with Valtteri Bottas, and they both got the ultra soft tires on. Let's see how well they do. They're going to finish these laps up in about 15 more seconds. So look at those silver arrows just zipping around the track. Zing, 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 zing. I want to drive one of these cars so badly. Please let me drive your million-dollar car. I won't wreck it. Hamilton to the top. Valtteri Bottas to second place. Yes! Kimi Raikkonen and Sebastian Vettel are also out on the track. The Ferrari drivers, and Raikkonen goes to second place, leaving Bottas in the third. Here comes Sebastian Vettel, and he finishes. Boom. Ooh, that's a good time, but he's in fourth place. So, right now, with 10 and a half minutes left in second qualifying round, Hamilton on top, Raikkonen, Bottas, Vettel. Mercedes, Ferrari, Mercedes, Ferrari. This is going to be a close one. No, and there's a foul. Romelu Lukaku goes flying. Michael Oliver awards a penalty or a free kick about 6 yards. Yeah, 6 yards from the box, right in the middle. Who's gonna take it? Pogba's lining up. Juan Mata's lining up, and Mkhitaryan is lining up. They better give this one to Mata. And it's taken by Pogba. It hits the wall. It goes bouncing up. An easy catch for the goalie. Well, should have given that one to Juan Mata. But, you know, who am I to say? Oh, I'm just a guy sitting around on a futon watching this game from, what, 6,000 miles away? You know, at least 90 degrees. I don't know what that translates to in linear distance. Yeah, so I had some emails this morning that were, oh, mildly interesting. The first one was from my guy who lives down in Alabama and has a coffee shop. Small coffee shop, and they bake some stuff, so it's kind of a bakery too. And he's got questions about his spreadsheet. He's setting up a spreadsheet to help him with inventory, and he wants to know this, that, the other thing, and blah, 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 and math problem. Now, the first thing you need to know is I don't actually know anything about spreadsheets. I don't use them only because I don't have a use for them. So, you know, I can't tell this guy exactly what to do, but he knows what to do. He just doesn't know the math. And so he gives me this word problem. And I'm sitting here thinking about it going, well, you know, your whole situation would be a lot easier if you could round up to a multiple of a certain number. In this case, 5. Because he needs to know, let's see. He needs, his minimum order of coffee is 5 pounds. And he needs to do this, that, and the other thing, and everything is sort of based on 5 pounds. So I actually had to look up a list of Excel functions and found what I wanted. You know, the ability to round up to the nearest multiple of any significant number, you know, so I emailed him back, said, okay, here's what you need to do. And I pointed him to the list of functions and said, you know, pay attention to this. You want to look at those rounding functions and pay special attention to ceiling, etc. And so hopefully that will lead him to the solution that he requires. If he has further questions, he will email me back and we'll go from there. The other interesting email that I had today was from Booper. And actually, this was from last night. Well, actually it was from today because it happened after midnight. But it basically comes down to this. Let me take a drink here so I can pause for dramatic effect. Tastes like lemon meringue pie. So what was I saying? Oh yes, guess what Booper has done? The legendary Booper has found some gold. He's been spending a lot of time up in the mountains. He lives in Colorado. And apparently he has a gold pan and was checking out some stream and he actually found some gold. Now this is something that Booper has sort of been talking about for a number of years now. He's been interested in finding gold since before he moved out to Colorado. And so now, he's telling me, yo, you gotta come out here now because I found some gold. I found gold, blah, blah, blah. And so this morning, you know, I said, okay, you have my attention. And then this morning I had an email from him talking about, oh, it's so great, this location. It's only about a 15-minute hike from where we can park. And all we need are some waders and maybe a couple of gold pans. And I'm looking up prices for portable sluice boxes, $70 to $120 or something like that. And blah, 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 na, 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 na. And I said, okay, this is all well and good. And, you know, I might be willing to head out there to pan for some gold and take pictures of marmots and whatnot. But two things. One, is this legal? He found the gold on public land. So, you know, what are the rules for us, you know, mining for gold on public land? Well, it turns out that he looked some of this up and sent me some links, and it turns out that, yeah, you can do this. You can pan for gold in public land. You just can't set up, you know, full-scale mining operations. Basically, there's rules like you can only have, you know, like a 5-gallon bucket of dirt at any given time, and, you know, you can't bring in heavy equipment and all that. It has to be all, you know, done by hand. But portable sluice boxes and stuff like that, as long as they're small enough or, you know, okay, this, that, and the other thing, it's a finder's keeper's situation. It's like, okay, good to know. The other thing I needed to know was, okay, yeah, where's the assayer? Once we have the gold, where do we sell it? Because just having gold, it doesn't do you much good unless you're a prepper, a doomsday prepper. Oh, I gotta have gold because money will be worthless. Well, money is worthless to begin with, but I'm not gonna even go into that. But since you can't walk into the store with flakes of gold, you know, you're gonna wanna change that into cash dollars. There was also some kind of rule about, and I was unclear on this, and I'll clarify this later. I'm not particularly interested. Basically, the rule is, yeah, you can have all the gold dust. You can have all the flakes you want. All the little tiny gold flakes that you can pan for, you can keep them. But if you find any giant gold nuggets, then there's something else involved. So I gotta look that up. But needless to say, if I go out to Colorado, and at this point it's really not a matter of if, it's a matter of when I go out to Colorado, I'm going to be panning for gold. Yeah. I'm gonna be a gold miner. That seems kind of strange, but you know, whatever. I guess that's something to do while, you know, we're waiting for the marmots to come back out. That's the other question I need to ask Booper is, how far is this little stream from, you know, some Mati areas? So that we can, you know, look for Mats and pan for gold. Won't that be fun? Yes, that would be fun. Okay, so this game is going to go to halftime here in a minute or two. Let's flip over to Formula One, and it's in commercials, so we can just go back to the game here. Oh, Paul Pogba, look at that. He took a dive. What a surprise. You know, this guy is not impressing me. You know, I was kind of thinking with the addition of Romelu Lukaku, maybe these guys could pair up and, you know, do some severe damage, but they're sort of not. Paul Pogba is spending too much time looking for his own glory, and so he's taking shots from bad positions, shots that he shouldn't take. You know, pass the ball off. Give the ball to the guy who has the shot instead of you taking these wild and crazy chances that don't pan out. I don't think he's quite the team player that they need at this point. But speaking of team players, the latest news is that Manchester United has re-signed Zlatan Ibrahimovic to a one-year deal. And the reason that this is an interesting thing is because Zlatan is still injured. He was injured last April. Something very, very bad happened to his knee, and I don't remember the details. But he's going to be out for a long time. Whatever happened to him was so bad that he might not even ever play again. So it's going to be a couple months before Zlatan is back on the field for Manchester United. And who knows if he's going to be, you know, back up to his, you know, expert level of play. Who knows? Okay, here goes the game to halftime. The score is still 0-0. Blah, blah, blah. So that means we flip over to Formula One. And it's just a commercial for Men's Warehouse. Buy a suit. Maybe that's what I need. Do I need a suit? Probably not. Now here's where it gets weird. Since Formula One is on commercial, we'll just flip up an extra channel and go to Bundesliga. Oh, but the Bundesliga is in commercial too. I wonder if they're in halftime as well. Yeah, so I lied earlier when I said I was only doing, you know, three things at once. I'm actually doing four things at once. I'm watching an English football game, I'm watching a German football game, and I'm watching the F1 qualifying, which is in Spa, which, I don't know, where is Spa? Is it in France or is it in Belgium? I don't know. And even if I did know, would I admit it? Would I want people to think, oh, you're such a smartass, you're not cool, you know, think you know everything, da da da. Well, no, I don't, but who cares? All right, so back to Formula One, and we're back. We are in qualifying round 3. There's 9.5 minutes remaining. There's a yellow in sector 3. Bottas is in second place. Good to know. Of course, he's second behind Hamilton. And the current standings are Hamilton, Bottas, Raikkonen, Verstappen, and then Vettel. So it's Mercedes, Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, Ferrari, Red Bull. And then Palmer. Who does Palmer drive for? I can't remember. And then both of the Force India cars. Well, that's pretty good. Both Force India cars are in the top 10 as of now. So that's rocking good news for them. Oh, but that's what we need to happen. We need this to end with our Mercedes boys up front. My cat's driver is currently in first place, and my driver is in second place. That's the way it needs to be. Speaking of cats, where is my cat? I'm looking around. She's not in any of the Thunder Huts. She's not even down here. She must be upstairs. Well, no. I walked by there 20 minutes ago. She wasn't sleeping in her box. She must be up in the bedroom. Ooh. Hamilton just finished his lap, and he finished in first place once again. 142.9. Not bad. And let's see how this shakes out. Yeah, so right now it's alternating again. Hamilton, Raikkonen, Bottas, Vettel. Mercedes, Ferrari, and then both the Red Bulls. Let's see, who's this? Max Verstappen crossing the line. 43.7. That's good for fifth place. And here comes Daniel Ricciardo, the other Red Bull driver. He's about 10 seconds from finishing his lap. Zoom, zoom, through the curves. Punch it. And he zips flying towards the finish line. 143.9. He finishes in sixth place. This is not good. We need to get Bottas back up into second. Can he turn a faster lap? I don't know, but let's check Bundesliga. And they're showing highlights. Dortmund versus Berlin. Oh, and there's a goal for Dortmund by Aubameyang. Nice. Okay. Really need to be paying closer attention to that game, but like I said, I'm trying to watch three things at once on TV and do a radio show simultaneously. Yeah. Because that's what we do here. I wanted to go out and look for dudes today. Although, I wonder if it's any hotter than it was. When I went out earlier, it was about 74 degrees Fahrenheit, which was pretty tolerable. But the sun is out. Maybe, just maybe, I'll go back out later tonight. Maybe I can go to Herrenhaven during golden hour tonight. That might be fun. Is there anything going on tonight that I have to do or deal with? I don't think so. So maybe that's an option. Who knows? I'm trying to think. What do I have to do today? What are my remaining responsibilities for the day? I guess I need to eat at some point in time. I should probably do my nails, but I can do that late tonight when I'm sitting down watching TV before I go to bed. That'll be fun. And my cat will probably show up when I'm doing that, and she'll want to chew on my emery boards. Do you have a cat? Does she like to lick and chew on emery boards? Or is that just my crazy cat? I don't know what it is that she likes about it. You know, I'll be, you know, sanding my fingernails down, and I don't know if my cat can hear it, and that attracts her to it, but then she has to come over here and sit on my lap and try to grab the emery board and do all this crazy stuff. So I flip her upside down, and I let her grab onto the emery boards, and I try to file her kitty claws, and we say, "It's time for kitty manicure." And she doesn't think that's very funny, but she loves the emery boards, which strikes me as being a little bit strange, but, I mean, come on, it's a cat. That's what cats do, vaguely strange things. And that's why you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC to find out what weird cat things are going on. Well, anyway, tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here, so I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
スイズ DJ 風又ウェルカム